This week on Clown College.
In the empty hat, I said last, the next time I come up here, I'm going to have a gift for everybody. Mm-hmm. I will show my, and I've had a, I visualized this, me doing it, okay, putting my balls into the camera.
Okay.
And in my dreams, it was this one. But if it has to be.
No.
We need to watch that.
The first episode is about dreams.
Yeah.
Let's make it come true. It's just for Bryce and fucking
Dan. Yeah.
And we have to witness it.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
that's what you would start off with?
Not the tail and the ass, though.
Which one? Which tail would you start off
with? The tail that you tie around and it's like normal, man. Okay. Nothing goes in my ass.
Would you do tail and ears? Are we getting the combo?
Yeah, I mean, if you go all in, might as well go all the way.
You might as well.
What's the next step after that?
Yeah.
The next
shoes,
step?
You think?
Oh, yeah, the shoes.
Oh, I believe, because you still got room to breathe.
Then you graduate high school.
When do you stop showering? When you stop taking showers.
Wait, they don't shower?
I feel like that's a gradual process. Like, as you acclimate into the culture.
You're more animal-like.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I think the headpiece should be like a crowning achievement.
That's the last one.
I feel like that's the last step. Yeah.
That's when you fully
go.
22.
It's Brandon's birthday.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Birthday.
Thank you.
We got you a little something. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Brandon. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man. Hell yeah.
You guys better finish it.
All right. Hell yeah.
He's going to be asleep before the episode.
Thank you for the cheesecake. Look at that. I got a cheesecake.
Yeah.
Eat that
you
cake.
You like that one?
Hell yeah, I love that. Dude, I love cheesecake.
Eat that cake. Eat that cake. Dig in there. There it is.
Mm. So good.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, man.
Anybody want some?
No, that's all. I mean, you
want some?
Nah, I'm okay. No, you there. Yeah, that's
it's
all you.
It's a birthday cake in there too, for everybody. Right. I was just gonna get him his own little present.
Hell yeah,
no, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Happy
man.
Birthday, Brandon.
Thank you.
What
man.
A time.
Hell yeah.
You feel older?
Yes, I do. I do feel old. I was a little heartbroken, man. I saw George Foreman die. That were my favorite boxers.
Yeah,
peace.
Then John Cena broke up with me.
How did that happen?
Yeah, and on Raw, he said he's breaking up with everybody.
Mm. Oh.
Because, you know, he turned heel.
Yeah. He turned heel.
Yeah.
What was that? Why did he do that?
Well, I don't know why he did. They should have done that 10 years ago. I feel like that was a kind of a dick move to, like, leave us and turn to a bitch. But,
Whoa.
It's okay. Oh, wow. Sorry.
Yeah, because, like, I've been hearing about this, Brandon.
Yeah.
People are, like, upset about John Cena turning heel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what, like, I know what a heel is. I know what, like, he's, like, the bad guy.
He's never did it before, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole time, he's been in, like, 30 years, something, 20, I don't know.
Yes,
a long time.
You know what? Yeah, we might as well say 30 years.
Yeah, you can't see me my time as hell.
Yeah, I'm not one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was at a store, outlet. What's some shoes called for fat people?
Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes. So I was at the Hey Dude outlet, and they got comfortable shoes. But and then the woman there was like, yeah, John Cena turned heel. Nobody was talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
Nobody.
A lady.
And she talked to me and Scott about, she could wrestle. She was,
she was
that stature. Yeah, she could throw somebody around, I can guarantee you that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jalen, do you know what happened?
No.
You don't know what
is
happened?
Is the Undertaker involved?
I don't
know. He was last year, but this year it was like he was down there, like he was in the Elimination Chamber, and he won because,
John Cena or the Undertaker?
John Cena.
John Cena won.
John Cena, he's not near yet. He might show up at WrestleMania, but what happened was like Seth Rollins helped him out and knocked out CM Punk, busted his head on that thing. What's that thing called on Elimination Chamber? The ground. And as soon as he busted his head on the ground.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good, man. You're good. Yeah.
No, but, it's always called the ground.
Yeah.
It's not just the Elimination Chamber, Brandon.
Yeah, busted his head on the ground. And once he won, The Rock came, like Cody Rhodes came out, like, yeah, man, so we're getting ready to fight for this championship. And he was hugging him. He's like, hell yeah, man, we're going to do this stuff. Hell yeah, man. We got this. This is pretty fake. And then The Rock came in there, and The Rock was like, oh, hey, man, how about you come over here and join my side, Cody Rhodes? And Cody Rhodes was like, man, fuck you. And what pissed me off was Travis Scott was there with him. And he had nothing.
Because why?
Yeah,
why
he had nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then, so then he's like, nah, fuck you, man. I'm with the people. And then John Cena went haywire. Dude, I don't know if The Rock snapped his fingers or what, but he started whooping his ass horribly, beating him with the microphone, the championship belt, everything. Mm. And then, like, The Rock, they were, like, holding him down, and Travis Scott smacked him in the ear and fucked up everything because he really busted his eardrum. Yeah, he killed everybody. But, yeah, he smacked him in the head. And busted his eardrum for real. And then, like, The Rock pulled out a belt and started whooping Cody Rhodes with his belt and kept being like, huh? Huh? You like that? Boom. Just kept beating him. And then, like, his dad's death was on there, too. You know, Dusty Rhodes, rest in peace. The old common boogeyman. And, yeah, they just beat the fuck out of him. It was so...
Dad, what did you say he did to Dusty?
Yeah, you remember Dusty Rhodes?
Yeah, no, what did he do to him?
Oh, he wrote his death on the belt that he was whooping his ass with, and then took his blood and rubbed it on it.
What? Oh, this was on WWE?
That sounds like a ritual, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, they do eat children, all of them.
You know, now, you can talk about it.
Now everybody's doing a joke saying that John Cena's like, fuck kids and fuck Make-A-Wish. Because
he's turning heel. Yeah, he's really going deep.
This is what...
No, he's turning heel. He's going all the way.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, because this is what he always really felt.
Yeah. Oh. And now he's coming out there and they say he broke up with all of us. Which, you know what? Fuck it, man. We all broke up with his ass anyways, man.
Oh. So y'all all feel this way?
Yes. Duh. Yeah.
And, isn't that what's supposed to happen?
I'll tell you what.
When you said you all, I was wondering what group you were
in. No, it's a brand.
But, dude, I mean, it would have been fine if he did it 10 years ago. But why you do it when you about to leave, man? Like, he about to walk out. He said his time is now. Like, he walks around with a shirt saying his time is now.
Because that's how he really felt. This whole time he was with the Make-A-Wish kids.
Hide it?
Standing with them till they die. He didn't want to do that shit.
Damn.
What's his move?
Attitude adjustment.
That's what he wanted to give them.
Yeah, the attitude adjustment. And then, the STF?
Huh? Yeah.
STF. He should put a U with an STF.
Five knuckle shuffle.
Five knuckle shuffle.
I didn't know for the longest time that I was talking about jerking off.
What?
The five knuckle shuffle.
I guess
really?
That's what's happening. Really?
Who says that, though?
John Cena.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He did that when he turned heel, or has he just been saying that all the time?
I think that's been, like, at the beginning of his career when he was still, you know, majoring in Thuganomics.
I was doing that move, too.
That was his whole thing at the beginning. Thuganomics?
No, yeah. Well, yeah, when he was, like, basically sitting down rapping, roasting people. Five knuckle shuffle. We all do that.
Yeah. Who has it?
Exactly, man. We all do that.
Whether it's the furries or whether it's the whatever normal people are.
Yeah, exactly.
Anti-Make-A-Wish. Pro masturbation.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
With both of those?
No, the first part's bad, but you said pro masturbation.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, my bad. That's not bad, though.
Okay.
That's bad?
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Good. I think that's a good thing.
What's your stance on Make-A-Wish?
Make-A-Wish?
Yeah.
It's good.
How was your experience?
Oh, man, dude, you know, that was actually a fear of mine as a child. I was scared of getting on there. And I was just glad when I graduated that I didn't, because I was like, that'd be crazy if I was like, everybody was like, Brandon.
I don't get, graduate, get on what?
Make a wish? Yeah, yeah, like when I was a kid, I was worried. I was like, damn, man.
Did you have an ailment?
No,
but I get what he's saying.
I just didn't want to get cancer as a kid. Like, I was like, man, let me at least get old.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying so you won't.
I mean, if the Make-A-Wish people pull up, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
It's like, oh, fuck, what happened?
Yeah.
So what would y'all do?
Oh, for Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, if you were on it.
Oh, when I was a kid, we'd been to go see Brett Favre get behind the scenes of the Packers, for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You?
I would wish for something exuberant to test what this wish is really. Because, like, I don't want to meet. There's nobody that I want to meet. I want, like, $1 million.
Okay.
$1 million.
That's actually smart.
Mm. pay for. Wow. I want a scientist. I don't know. Like,
yeah, man, they can't do that for me.
You know, like, yeah. I was, see, I was saying, what are y'all doing? Like, don't play with me.
Hear me. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Like, don't, come on.
Dude, I want Kanye, bro.
That's
actually probably the best.
And I want him to bring one of his new shirts, and we both wear it, and we're photographed together with the Make-A-Wish sign.
What does it care for you? You're about to die.
Exactly.
True. Yeah.
I mean, might as well go out on top.
Yeah.
Exactly. True that.
Exactly.
Or maybe like Sarah J. Terrible.
Hell yeah, man.
They have to approve it, I think. I think Make-A-Wish kid did wish to lose his virginity one time.
And they said no.
We talked about that on this podcast.
And they said no, right?
No, I think I don't know if it went through the org, but it ended up happening.
But how could you give a kid a grown woman? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, just you know.
He's about to
die. There's no way you could have this.
It's like how you pay off a referee and look away.
Exactly. I was thinking it, and you said it. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. True.
Damn.
That is true. That is true.
Damn.
I agree.
My friend had cancer as a kid, and he did make a wish. He met Led Zeppelin and Stephen Colbert.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he got two wishes?
Yeah, he got two. Yeah, this little trickster.
Hey. Shout out William White.
Hell yeah, William. He did it right.
Yeah.
He did. Brandon said he did it right. He actually did. He did it the best because he lived.
Yep. Yeah. Hell yeah, he made it.
Did you say what you would do?
Oh, man, dude. Where can I know that you can say one, but dude, I'm going to try. I'm about to die. I'd be like, man, how about take me to WrestleMania? Of course, lose my virginity, too. As a kid, I didn't have nothing, so we lose my virginity, go to the strip club. And then after that, I'd be like, let's go see some directing movies. Let me see some comedy shows. And then let me go see a UFC fight. We have a full course meal. And
it's the last holiday.
Then you give me some. Then you give me that girl I lost my virginity to as a child, and then we just go look at the lights on the mountains.
That's hey, that's perfect. What's up. That's a good wish.
Perfect day.
That's a perfect
and
day.
And I get the Nobel Peace Prize.
For what?
For being alive.
Being alive.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, man.
That's hard. There's not a lot of people that can say that.
And we can try. It might not all work.
Oh, God.
I'm about to die. Let's find out.
Mother Teresa, Brandon.
That's probably the best wish I've ever heard. Nobel Peace Prize? Yeah,
just to top it off.
That's what's up. Yeah.
I think about it. Too late now.
I didn't even think about that as an option.
Yeah.
I might change my answer.
Yeah.
Jalen.
What's up?
Welcome back, baby.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love y'all.
Where the fuck you been?
I've been in New Hampshire. I've been in Lincoln, New Hampshire. What a place. Yeah, very white place. Because it's snow, because of all the snow.
Yeah.
And the people. It was very snowy, too.
Yeah. How many others did you see?
How many others did I see?
Just any kind of other.
Any kind of other? I was working at the Ice Castles, which is a very big attraction of people.
Mm.
It attracts attractor of people. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of Indians. I was talking to Alex about that. There's a whole bunch of Indians that came from. They weren't local. They didn't live there. But people came from all over the world to see the Ice Castle that I was working at. But yeah, I saw black people. And it was always an occasion whenever I saw a black person. They would always, if I saw a black person, I'd be holding the staff. I'd be the line leader, greeting everybody as they come in. Whenever I saw a black person, they'd be like, oh, hold up. Like, okay. I'll be like, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Ice Cows. Like, how are you doing? And then they'd be like, oh, I'm doing much better now that I see they got one of us up here. All right. It would always be something. So I saw black people came. Of course, white people. But it was like you had New Hampshire people that were local, but then you had like people from Boston. Ooh. And I just love like the accent in Boston.
Ooh,
like it sounds so silly. Like
you do it now.
It's like the car. Go to the car. Lois. Like people are named Lois.
Lois up there.
It's crazy. It's, yeah. Like wild. Yeah, fun accent, very rude. Mm-hmm. People from Boston are rude. I don't know if I don't know if that's a large generalization that I can just spout.
Right, no,
but when I was working at Ice Castle, it was Boss Mass Week. It was like their vacation, their spring break or something like that. Everybody came up to the Ice Castles. It was like people were coming up there drunk, and it was I'm kind of just ranting, but no, New Hampshire's cool as hell. The people are nice. I saw others. Mm-hmm. There were races mixed in. But I don't know. In the town, it was just white people.
Hmm.
But at the place where I was at, it was diverse.
You felt safe there.
I felt safe. I felt safe, yeah.
Yeah, see? Trump is doing his job. this is how we can get all of America, all right? We just put our minds.
It was a very mountainous region. I liked that. It was like cool, wide expanse. You're out there in nature.
You do,
it's a pretty cool place.
You do any good hikes?
No hikes. I was chilling, smoking weed and shit.
That's good
stuff. But yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's cool to look at the mountains and shit around. Yeah, yeah. It was cool.
New Hampshire, I told you I got a boy up there. He's a sheriff.
Ooh.
But he's my boy, so he'll let you off on anything. I don't say his name, but anybody's in, whenever you go back, clean whistle. He owes me.
Okay, yeah.
He shows me every time he beats a black.
Oh. Damn.
So I have a lot of. No. I have a lot of footage on my phone.
Nah, all my shit be above the board, dog. Nah. You gotta worry about me, man. I'm gonna be good. But cool.
Just get an olive leaf. Branch.
Get to know. Get to know. Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. See any new animals?
Any new animals? No, Brandon. No new animals on this particular one. I was because I was it was a like I don't think they were like, it was very cold. It got like in the negatives, so I don't know what would be living in that region.
Moose,
no moose. I mean, there are like the signs for moose crossing, so maybe like different like seasons or whatever. But yeah, in the winter, nothing.
Damn.
I didn't see anything.
My new favorite animal lives in the snow.
Ooh, what is it?
It's called an ermine, I think. It's like a stoat, but it's a regional stoat.
What the fuck is that?
Stoat? It's like a ferret.
Oh,
it looks like
okay.
A ferret.
A cold weather ferret?
Cold Arctic ferret, but smaller.
That does remind me, JJ, I do have a new animal. I found a white martin.
I don't know what that is.
White martin?
A white martin.
I haven't
That's
seen
what
that
they call
Let me save this real quick. You said a white martin?
A white martin. It probably looks like that. It's probably like
dude,
the same thing.
That shit's fire, dude.
Yeah,
it is.
It's kind of like what
like
I
you?
Saw, but the guy called it a white
Thanks
martin.
Thanks for saving that, Brandon.
Hold on. Oh, it's already? Fuck it. We'll replace it. Come on. All right, so you said a white martin?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, martin.
And it probably looks the exact same. Like, it was maybe a little smaller.
The fuck a superhero? Hold on, man. We'll figure that shit out.
That's white Martian.
You talking about this right here?
It was something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Ooh,
what
go
that's
a better
what
one. Here go a cuter one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the same
look
thing.
Nice as hell.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, let's save that.
Fuck yeah, dude. If I was going to be a furry, that'd be my fursona.
Wow. You pull up in a furry place with that.
When the stoats.
Because it sounds like the same thing that you are.
Yeah, you're basically just like a long
white
penis. Like a furry penis.
Kind
of like a puppy dog.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Man. Same thing.
I saved that too. Why not?
JJ, hell
nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Can't okay.
Brandon's just looking up stuff over here. And
is that a clock?
I don't even know what that is.
Connect the dots?
But he's like, I'll save this. He's talking to himself.
No. I like how vague that one is. White.
No one else knows what's going on this room.
Okay, I heard you went up to Canada, dude.
I went up to Canada,
the
yeah.
China of the West, they call it.
I went to Montreal.
Ooh.
My motto was the, well, never mind.
No,
it wasn't.
The Mont Fink, but the...
What?
Never mind.
No.
No, I'm drunk. I'm drunk and spouting nonsense, guys. I'm tripping over myself. Montreal is really cool.
Shit, hell yeah. Isn't that where Bret Hart's from?
Where who?
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, yeah. Sure. That's a wrestler.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Sharpshooter.
You didn't go to Toronto at all?
Not Toronto.
Do they have the same slang, though?
No, it was French. Montreal is very French. So it was people talking French, and I was being a menace in the streets. I was just doing, I was like, this is me in Montreal.
Hell yeah, man.
Can I have a baguette? I was up there doing, because I felt free to do that because Canada doesn't feel like a real place.
Really?
You go up there, all the people don't feel real. They feel, it feels like NPCs. Like you can do anything to them. Please, please don't. But that's how I felt when I was walking on the streets.
It just felt really, like, safe.
If I felt safe,
uh-huh.
And yeah, and I don't know if that's, like, just an American arrogance,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I was walking through there, I was like, these people can't do anything to me.
Really?
Like, it was, yeah, it doesn't, really? It doesn't that's feel awesome. Like a real place at all.
Maybe you call the army, dude?
Dude, maybe it should be our 51st state.
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta get Puerto Rico first.
Yeah. Could you get
Puerto Rico should be already 51st state, 52nd.
I don't know. I kind of want Cuba back a little bit, dude. I go see what's going on down there.
Cuba. Mm-hmm. I do fuck with
good
Cuba.
Good cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do? What kind of cars?
Oh, man, they got the car from the 50s. My favorite. Like, you got the Bel Air. The Chevy Bel Air.
The Bel Air?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a Cuban man. Car?
Oh, well, yeah, now.
They did that when the Cuban Missile Crisis was going on.
Man, let me show you this.
Hey. He's flexing that history mind.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that.
I'm up here hitting up JD.
That's a good car.
Was
that? What'd you say?
No, what'd you say?
I said, that's a good car. No,
oh, yeah, that's a badass car. You see those around here on those car shows? Like,
yeah.
What's that breakfast at?
Cars and Coffee.
Cars and Coffee. You ain't ever been there?
Cars and Coffee. Okay.
Old white guy.
No, that's that looks like a classic car. Hell yeah.
My dream cars, man.
Hell yeah.
I can see you in that.
Oh, yeah, Brandon, you're going to get that one day.
One day.
You're going to save somebody's life, and then they're going to say, you can have my Bel Air that I know you always wanted.
And I'll be like, damn, man, I didn't know you knew me like that, but thank you. Where the keys at?
They've been watching.
You saved his life, man.
Yes,
I heard you're going to be a firefighter.
Yep, working on EMS.
Yeah, man,
been
that's
on the
what's
truck
up.
Twice. It's nice.
Yeah, Brandon.
On the truck.
Yeah, we out here. Hell yeah, man.
Brandon, if I ever call the fire department, you have to come, dude.
Oh, dude, once I'm in, I'll come.
I will refuse service.
Yeah.
I'll come for you once I'm in.
What do you want him to do once he gets a fire, once he become a fireman?
I want you to stop a fire.
I will.
Yeah.
We'll stop that fire, man.
You should do those competitions on, like, ESPN 7.
Oh,
where they raise up the ladders.
Yeah.
Like, throw them
raise
up.
Up the ladders and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have, like, the ones where they throw them up in the window, they go up, they get, like, the doll, and they come back down. You should do that.
Yeah, man.
Do y'all got to climb the rope?
No, I haven't heard about that yet. Because
did you get to slide down the pole?
Nah, because I haven't gotten to the fire yet. I'm just in EMS right now.
Oh, he's in EMS and training. Then he goes to the fire class.
Then, once they start hiring, I get to apply.
But you can do the EMS right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, once you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have, like, a fireman pole in every office setting. Any work setting. They should have that. So when, like, you're ready to go, like, it adds something to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Wiggles.
Ooh.
Like, that's your work. That's your workplace. You know, it's fun. It's whimsical. Yeah.
Remember that? I loved the Wiggles when I was a kid.
Me too. Yeah. Well,
I have no idea.
And it kind of threw me off guard back then. I don't know. It was something weird about them.
Yeah, my grandparents always said they were gay. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I mean...
Oh no! Let's go to the original. These are kind of new. They
suck. Context clues that one.
This is what are y'all talking about? Man. This was the new Teletubbies or some shit.
Salad. You've never heard of the Wiggles?
I don't know.
You've
never heard of like
fruit salad, yummy yummy.
That looks disturbing. The bottom is very scary looking, bro.
Dom, you've never heard of the Wiggles?
Hold on.
Huh? Have you never heard of the Wiggles, Dom?
Dude, I would never. This is
okay.
This
that's
is
fair.
Crazy.
That's fair. That's yeah. You're saying that.
But I watch Barney and the Teletubbies though.
Really?
But this seems worse than that.
This is after.
Because they have faces.
It's probably after.
You know what I mean? Yeah. These are real.
But they're British. No, they're British.
Oh, they're British.
Yeah.
Might be on the side.
Wait, how old were you in 2003?
They might be Australian.
2003.
Australian.
I was like 14 or something.
Oh, you were 14. That makes sense.
Australia was like a jail, right?
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah.
Prison what?
Australia was just a big jail one time.
Oh, dude, if you were bad, they'd be like, send them to Australia.
If you were in a lot of debt, they'd send you over there just to rot and die.
Not like, a bad place,
something will get them.
That's
who did us or?
The British.
British. Well, you know, they had some questionable.
Dude, imagine if we got Australia.
Those guys.
It's not that bad,
man. A whole continent. Jail. Just send them over there.
But they send them to like a paradise, though.
Low key.
Like Britain's weather fucking sucks. Yeah. It's always like cloudy and rainy and cold. Yeah.
They got beaches and sea monsters and shit.
And then they just went over there and became the most beautiful people. You know?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Who? the Australians?
Yeah. They're the most beautiful whites.
Really?
It's between them and, like, the Scandinavians.
The Swedes.
Yeah.
The Swedes are some fucking beautiful whites.
I think the Australians would be
exciting whites.
Huh? Give it to Australia.
Sweet. The best thing.
Maybe I need to see more Australian people.
High-powered Zen.
What?
You know what I mean? They have those, like, really high-powered Zen pouches.
Oh, snus?
Yeah.
Snus.
Yeah.
Oh, they pack that shit up the nose, though.
Yeah. They get like a 50 milligram pouch.
Dude. Ooh.
They got fuck. Just to the dome. I like a 135 pound white woman named Vanna just, you know, sitting there with two of them in.
Wow.
That's almost more American than we are.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Oh, yeah. That's, as much as it pains me to say. Yeah. Just, hey, you can't scoff at it, man. They're doing the Lord's work over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lord's work
They're
over there.
They're going to hell, though. They don't believe.
Yeah. Who needs to believe, though? You guys believe? You believe in the higher power?
Who do you think made that ice castle?
I believe.
Dude?
Exactly. It was God. It had to be.
Yeah.
So with like the whole thing about the ark, you guys believe that shit?
Mm-hmm. Noah's
ark. Two of every animal.
It? Didn't they find it?
Man, oh. They found a fucking big boat.
They found it.
You know what I mean?
they carbon dating. They carbon dated it.
They found it, dude.
They found it. That's what I'm saying.
You know what they didn't find? What? Any of the transatlantic.
Holy shit. Look, there it is.
Crazy.
Yeah. If that's not evidence, I don't know what it is.
That's not a big enough boat for two of every fucking thing.
Well, there was only four animals back then.
Huh? What?
There was
Come
the stoat.
Huh? Yeah. They had the stoat, the white marten. Come
the
on.
White dove.
They had a skunk. Come on.
Woolly mammoth died, though, that big ass.
The woolly mammoth. I remember
they had a woolly mammoth. That's four animals.
Oh, no,
that's
he couldn't fit on that boat. Yeah. That's why they extinct, probably.
Probably.
That's when they went extinct, right there.
Yeah. See, look at that.
Before humanity, when humanity got another chance.
Well, that's the thing. That's probably what it is. Probably Noah made the boat, and they wrote in the Bible it was four of every animal because the ones that didn't get on are no longer animals. Mm-hmm. So it's like it had to be four of every animal.
They didn't have to get any aquatic animals on there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or any birds.
Exactly.
They're chilling. They're flying. Come on.
You don't think the birds would have fell out the sky with all the rain and nothing to sit on?
Yeah.
Well, they can just chill on the water, right?
Huh?
On a
they
boat.
Can chill on the water?
No, they were on the boat, too.
Surf a little bit?
Yeah.
They're flying around
just
on
one boat for all fucking birds or whatever's fucking flying. They got mammals that fly, too, so.
Name a flying mammal.
A bat. You bitch.
Yeah, bats.
Ooh. Suck on it. I want you to fucking suck on it. Ooh. Right now.
Suck it on, bro.
Bats, bitch.
That's gay.
Ah, man.
Bats, bitch.
That's justice.
That's a shirt.
Oh, shit.
It's a nice looking boat.
I can't argue.
It's sound knowledge. So, from here on out, everything I say is probably true. Don't need to even look it up.
Damn, man. That boat looks good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Like, you know what it looks like, man?
Mm-hmm. What's that? I know what it looks like.
You know what it looks like.
What's it like, Brad?
It looks like something you rub. Caught a clit.
Hey! Yeah. Hey!
You say that's what a bat looks like?
No, not the bat. I'm talking about the boat, man.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
talking about that right?
Yes, man. But I was like, I was going under that, and I thought a bat kind of looked like a clit. Or like a bat kind of looks like a vagina.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out.
I hope not. Dude.
It does. It does. He's right. Brad is right on this. It does look like a vagina.
Doesn't that make you believe it more?
Come on, yeah.
Oh, so you think the I don't know about the bat.
Dude, yeah, I don't need a bat.
That Jalen, you might be on your.
Come on, you never seen it.
That
you
know, right there,
you guys have never seen a vagina. You guys don't have sex. That looks exactly like a vagina.
Try to crawl out one.
Who sees one of those and is like,
hungry man, I want to go.
We know who.
Damn.
They started this. That's why you were sick last week, Jay. Just saying.
That was not COVID, dude. That was not COVID. That was extended cold, bro.
And we'll
extended
do it again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I just want to say this has been burning. that's not what I want to say. But the last time I was here, I said I was going to bring a gift. I have showed up empty-handed. I will show my balls into the camera. What do, really? What do I need to do to atone?
Did you hear Brandon?
What did he say?
He said, really?
Yes, nah, I will. I will. I've what had you got to do it about, on Brandon's camera? I've had dreams about it. I'll show my balls into the camera.
So it's your dream.
I had a dream. Because like, I was like, if I go up here and then they ask me on the pod, and then if I don't have anything, because I was thinking about like, what do I get something? But I ended up not doing it because I didn't think that was going to happen. But now I'm here. I'm showed up in the empty hat. I said, the next time I come up here, I'm going to have a gift for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I will show my, and I've had a, I visualized this, me doing it, putting my balls into the camera.
Damn,
In my dreams, it was this one, but if it has to be.
No.
We need to watch out.
The first episode is about dreams.
Yeah.
Let's fucking, let's make it come true. Dreams. It's just for Bryce and fucking D.
Yeah.
And we have to witness it.
Yeah, man. I'll get out the
Brandon's about to get
in there. He did it, Bryce.
Did he do it? I'm sorry, man.
Oh my God. That's when Alex bust out the purse.
Oh my God.
I saw Alex doing freaky ass.
I've been waiting for this.
Alex.
Oh my God.
This whole freaky ass.
Jesus Christ.
Does that work?
That's the craziest shit.
That's more than a definite gift.
Y'all got my balls.
Hell yeah.
Just hold on. Forever. Those are going to be very valuable. Yeah.
Forever,
that
bro.
That is going to be very valuable footage.
I was going to ask
you. I'm so excited we have that.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, I did that day you were going that way.
Yeah.
I thought in my dreams.
Did not
I
see you going that way.
I promise you that. I thought in my dreams. I promise you.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you fulfilled your dreams. I closed my eyes. But
Brandon, you closed your
eyes? Yes, I did. I thought you were joking. We'll do a fist.
I like how
there.
That was also like halfway through the episode.
Oh my God.
You gotta watch.
Hell yeah.
Most replayed on YouTube.
Yeah. Somebody making their screensaver, that'd be crazy.
He's already coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
We already got ideas for it.
When you first brought it up, like there was a flicker of real anger in Brandon. Like, shit's gay, dude. I don't like it.
Oh no,
I don't like it.
Hey man, we're out here, man.
Dude. You, that's your dream. Go for it, man.
Yeah,
you do what you want to do, man.
It's Clown College.
Exactly, man.
We goof.
Show your balls, man.
The first anatomy class.
Yeah. And Brandon, you said you were going to do that anyway once you graduated.
What? Show my balls?
No.
What?
Looking in my ass.
Oh,
the
yeah, man. I told you. Spread them open. Look at your little, you said, what was it right there? The balls and the hemorrhoids?
I didn't say the balls. It's just the hemis.
Okay,
the boils.
The hemis.
Is that what you're saying? Boils?
Yeah, the balls.
Yeah,
too.
The boils and the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on.
Balls, it was like, that's
not balls. Nah, man. You got no issue.
But he said right at graduation, he'll just.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I just imagine Brandon with like a welding mask on.
Yeah.
He's soldering.
Got some gloves on and stuff.
The syrups.
Got a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Got a man.
I don't know, like,
it'd be like the cave that Iron Man was in. He was making his suit.
I'm just like, yeah, you got hemorrhoids. Man. Need to go see a doctor, man. Where you want to get transported to?
My biggest fear for your anal health is like Kim Jong Un. You know how he doesn't have a butthole.
Yeah.
Like, what if your boils connect into one mass, and it just
covers it,
just plugs you up?
Plugs me up.
How you're gonna have to get a colostomy bag?
Yeah, colostomy until they cut it open and sew it back right. Yeah, damn right.
Dude. Your breath is gonna steam.
Yeah.
That Ozempic and the colostomy. Yeah.
Dude, the Ozempic makes your breast stink for real. Man. You just burp up septic shit.
Yeah.
I think that's what did the asshole, too. I stopped taking this stuff.
Oh.
I think that's what it did. I'm convinced I haven't had any thing to say that's what it is or any doctor has said that, but I believe it.
Mm-hmm. So
that's how
there
I
you
make
go.
All my medical judge.
Elon said he wanted to give the power back to the people to make their own diagnosis.
Come on now. So, speak on it.
You know, if I die because I'm retarded and think that, that's on me.
That's
you know what I'm saying? That's the American
America.
Fucking
that's
way.
American. Yeah.
Fucking doctor.
Come on.
It's like 10 years of school. What the fuck did they do?
Exactly, dude.
God damn it.
The kid in Texas.
They know more than us.
That died of the measles. His parents was like, We're still anti-vax.
You don't need it, bro. That's one out of fucking a billion.
Standing on business, dude.
Yeah.
I love it. Don't vax your kids and let them, and for anything, even though if we know it worked, if people have been vaxxed and died in their 90s and 80s, even if we know that works, it's not harmful and they weren't autistic, don't do it.
True.
Because the internet said.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to live.
You know, that was some truth.
I love what they're doing, too.
It's true from what you said, man.
It is.
Because, like, I remember I said, like, when people get colonoscopy bags, if they got, like, that ass cancer or something else like that, you know they got to sew the ass up and stuff because there's no use for it anymore. So they tie it up and just give you the bag.
Yes.
Why do they tie it up?
Well, because there's no use for it. Like, you know what I mean? That's just open now.
They just stitch
it. You got to sew it up. So it's like, you got to sew it ass. Nothing there. Nothing could come in and out of that thing, man.
Yeah,
so if you like that type of play, it's over with for you.
Yep.
Alex?
You had to jiggle the bag.
Hell yeah.
I love you, man. Master of your craft. Love it, man.
Hell no. Man, the world sucks.
Oh my God, man, I'm so good.
Things are getting hard out there,
no,
man.
Oh my gosh, yes.
John Cena.
I mean, what the fuck is the world coming to if John Cena turns heel?
He did it for a reason. The world sucks, man. Man, how you change a jolly guy like that, man?
He's a product of his environment.
Speaks
right?
Different languages, all that.
Mm-hmm. Was he speaking
peacemaker? What Chinese?
Can
right?
you say his Chinese apology? Have you memorized that?
Nah, man, I wish.
Been chilling.
Been chilling. Right.
That's all I know. That's
been
all
chilling.
Right.
That's all I know. Been chilling.
He said it so many times. What does that mean?
Let's see what Ben chilling.
Been chilling is ice cream.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Arigato.
Bring us some ice cream, sober him up.
Dylan, what you got coming up, man?
What do I have coming up? Going to Alaska again.
Jesus, but you can't leave that place alone.
I can't leave that place alone this time. I'm going to be a supervisor.
Getting rich.
I'm gonna have to kiss the ring. Yeah, I'm getting paid salary. Ooh, what? Big boy? Who's this? Is a big dog in the
What the fuck does that mean?
It means I always get paid.
No.
Paycheck, baby.
Hell yeah.
Come on,
what
they talking about? Yeah, I'm going back to Alaska, going there April 22nd. I gotta be there April 22nd. Come out and see me.
There's no better reason for us to come out to Alaska.
If y'all come out, I will get you into the dredge. Y'all can come see the dredge. I'll get you on the train.
Y'all can ride the scenic
railway of Alaska. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers used snus and dynamite. That was it was like a 22-year-old kid back in the 1800s. Give me enough snus and dynamite, I'll build you a railroad. And that was what happened because it's a big mountainous region. It was supposed to be impossible. They gave him like $1 million and he did it.
Wow.
And it was like impossible. And now it's the scenic railway of Alaska. It's just beautiful. But if y'all come through, I'll get you on that motherfucker. I'll be a tour guide. I'll be the one telling you about it and shit.
Can we just follow you around like we're making a documentary about you?
Yes. Yeah. Skagway, much like Canada, is not a real place. You can do anything you want there.
That's awesome.
Free hotels.
Yeah.
We just film your life.
Yeah.
As a supervisor.
Yeah.
Come up. Yeah.
Come up. And y'all y'all don't even got to stay for long. If y'all can get your way up there.
What's the plane ticket looking like? Round trip though.
Round trip.
I know it's got to be cheap.
If you do it at the right time, it was for me. It's like $400. It's like $400. It's one way. If you $400, you get there.
We need to come back.
If you get there, it's one way. You get there, and then I guess you do have to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're looking at. My shit is usually spread out. All I'm saying is y'all can get to Skagway, Alaska. I can get you on the train. That's all I can say. But yeah, no, it's cool. If y'all get there, I could get, it's just the train. That's all it really has going for it.
Yeah, dude. But if you get to see the Northern Lights, right?
You get to see the Northern Lights.
Brandon, if trains and Northern Lights.
If they're out there.
That's a day, man. Can't beat that.
You gotta be trains.
Yeah, man. I fuck with Thomas.
He was from... That's what they
Yeah, what they used to sing. That was probably me in my past, like, blowing shit up.
A train?
No, man, not... That's like a different thing right there. I was talking about that dude that made it.
Oh, yeah.
The 22-year-old boy, yeah, Dynamite, he said that was him in his past life.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, who knows, man?
Inuit.
We're all connected. I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh. Yeah, it was probably me too, Brandon.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. We were probably connected.
Yes. I believe.
I'm with you. I believe it.
I be I believe it a lot.
Hell yeah, man. We're probably brothers.
Hell yeah. No, I was probably him too.
And we're fused together like a fusion on Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. Probably brothers, man.
Yeah. Nah, y'all know time isn't real. Did y'all know that?
It's not.
Yeah.
Really?
You can't prove
y'all
it.
Y'all know that one?
It's all relative.
Can you prove that?
Relative.
Dude, I can't even count up.
No, beyond Einstein, fuck relativity. Nah, yeah. No, time isn't real. If you go to another dimension, it doesn't make sense to a higher dimensional. Don't let me. I see Alex over there smirking. Don't get me started.
It doesn't though. You're right. What you said. If somebody came down, he was like, "What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah. Come on now."
It took me in your time like 100 quadrillion light years to get here, but for me, it was just another.
It's like taking a step.
Yeah.
Huh.
And how you move in a direction.
Is that a fat joke?
Oh, damn. Fuck Alex. He came in here with glasses yesterday. And you know when you see somebody and you're like, I'm almost positive he didn't wear glasses. But I don't want to be the first one to say anything because he might have been
wearing glasses.
Right?
So, Alex,
I haven't seen you wear glasses. I need to know.
No,
Alex usually does the thing. Okay, yeah.
Now you're getting on the right algorithm.
Wow. Wait, so you recently?
Just wait, dude. Huh. You got 40 different pairs of glasses.
What's for the people that can't see, Alex does have 2 pairs of glasses with him right now.
He's 6 eyes right now.
Which is just funny. Which is just a funny thing.
I can see that being Alex's new look from here on out.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I like it, man.
Do you like it, Brandon?
Hell yeah. I found I might need glasses, man.
Who lined you up, Brandon?
Oh, Mike Sales, of course.
Mike Sales.
Hell yeah. Mikey Sales, man.
Damn.
Yeah,
me and Mike have a talk.
I thought you were going to come and get brunch with me and Alex, Mike Sales.
Oh, man.
I wanted to see him.
Mike? Call Mike right now. He'll jump over there. I'm not being 100%. If you call Mike Sales right now.
If we called him, he would have been.
Oh, yeah, dude, if we called him right now, he comes.
Because he said he was coming to the broken egg thing, right?
Yeah.
But then he texted where?
Shout out to man Mike Sales.
I fuck with Mike Sales.
He was just running through his material.
I want to ask y'all this.
That dude's a wizard.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
That's what I explain.
So they called him on the 85 South show.
85 South. They said one of the greatest comedians. We got the greatest comedians in the air, and they showed a picture of Mike Sales taking that hat off.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, bang, bang. And he got his own interview with Jack Thriller. They do a show called Jacking Off. In Atlanta, a lot of Huntsville comics went on them, but they went because Mike had been going down there like every week on Thursday, and they love him. Like, you have to love Mike Sales. When Mike Sales says he knows somebody, like if Mike Sales came up to me, like, oh yeah, I know Barack Obama, I would believe him.
Yeah,
he said he was thinking about getting pieces instead of going to Turkey and getting the head. Yeah, I put one on. Yeah, he did that shit. If he said he did it, he did it.
Oh yeah,
he knows these people. He's with these.
Yes.
He's with
2014 State of the Union. That was.
He got footage of it too, man. I'll show you.
That was all me, dude. He did. He did call Charleston White on the podcast.
Yo, holy shit!
His face exploded.
I thought you knew. Yes.
His face exploded.
I fuck with Mike Sales.
And as much as he denies it, he was in a reality TV show. I remember this.
He tried to say he wasn't.
He tried to say he wasn't. His life was a reality TV show, though. I went to school with his son, and he showed me on his phone an episode, and Mike tried to say that wasn't real.
Let me search
it. It's real. I remember it, dude. Hey, man. Unless it was just something else going on, dude.
That's Mike Sales.
Yeah, I just searched it up on Google, Mike, man. It pops up right there.
That's crazy. You search his name and Mike comes up.
Mike right there.
That's 10 stacks.
SEO is crazy. Search engine operation.
Oh, my God. That's
Mike
beautiful.
Sales, hair system.
Hell yeah, man.
Why is he wearing a turban?
Hell yeah. He popped up too. We don't know him.
Oh my. Yeah. That's Mike's got the same complexion though.
Hey. He ain't like Hell Mike though.
Oh, look at my that. God. That's beautiful.
Man, look at him with the connections.
It's straight up Instagram is coming up.
Jack,
bro, look,
like ask him how to do
it. You know what I mean?
He's
just there on a grinding, throne with one eye. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, man.
You talking about Jack Finn?
Yeah. It's crazy, dude.
I think he blinded the other one because I seen the host come up to him and was like, hey, we got one, two, three. Like I say, when the dude was going to be here, and then he had his hand out and shook his hand when he said, like, one, two, three. He might be blind all the way. I can't remember what he lost his eye from.
Dude, it's like ogre, man.
Mm-hmm.
Blind in one eye, 14% in the other one.
Yeah. Ogre just
probably,
called.
Yeah, probably.
Ogre called me about you today. He sent me a picture with you on Florida. No, it was you on Florida Evans' head from the good time.
Oh, shit.
He posted that on Brandon's Facebook.
He put it on Brandon's Facebook?
He did. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, his family's going to take this the wrong way.
Oh, no, they laugh.
I like it.
Like an ogre.
Damn, she got the gap, too, man.
Yeah, that's old Brandon. Yeah, that's the war.
Oh, wow. Rest in peace.
Brandon, that picture they put on you for. Shit, that nigga's put a picture. He looked just like Florida Evans. Yeah. He looked just like it.
Oh, damn.
And they put that up there, and I was like, y'all are so wrong for that. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no. If you see this picture, Brandon looked, because you ate, but you looked a little touched.
I know which one it
you
is.
You know what I'm talking about,
the
right?
One
the red
with me
shirt
at the barbecue. Oh, you said the red shirt?
No. You were at the barbecue with the picked out fro.
Oh, yeah.
With the picked out fro, right? Not the one with the red. It's just red background.
Yeah, the red one looked dope as hell, though.
No, it's a red background. Oh. No, well, this picture, you just don't let nobody put this one up again.
Dude, what if it's on Google? Let me search it up. Maybe.
There's no bottom way left. There's that red right there. I was wondering.
What the fuck? Hold on. This.
Is this all your... This
ooh, number three. Yeah.
Which one do you look like, Brad?
There's
Alex, dude, you...
Oh,
what
shit. Oh. There's Jalen. I saw him for a second. There he is.
Where?
Hey. Oh, hey. Wait, where? Go. Oh, there you go.
It's just an algorithm.
Hell yeah, man.
Still, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
I don't use Google, so.
And they put Brandon Hunt. I don't know.
Who the fuck is that?
I think what?
That's Brandon Willis.
Brandon, all the people on the screen right now, Hunt. who do you look like the most?
I gotta say him, man, me.
No, without you.
Oh, without me? Oh, man, easy. I look like that guy.
Yeah. That's probably,
Jonathan
Majors?
The one you look most like.
Right there, man.
Yeah.
And then the normal nose can touch Jonathan Majors' nose.
Let's find out a normal Brandon.
Jonathan Majors can store level. Concrete.
Hey, dude, don't talk about Kang like that, dude.
Let's see. I look more like him on normal Brandon. Now, fuck that. Him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't look anything like him, but you probably should say hell.
Yeah,
but you are 1%. You had the 1%.
Yeah. Maybe him. I don't know.
Or you just pick it. This guy, that's probably the most.
You put him on blast for no reason.
Nah, man, hey, nah. You know, man, he could be going for something. We don't know.
It looks like he is.
Oh, man.
He looked like he snitched.
I like that guy, yeah.
What, him right there?
Yeah.
Dude, he doesn't have the gap.
That's the only thing.
Man, dude. Let's search up Dom Carr.
Hey, go ahead.
Ooh.
Ain't nothing showing up. I can't even find my old mugshot.
Oh, holy shit, look at that. Look at that. You're right there.
Dude, okay. I was on Facebook the other day, and I was watching. I keep getting the cop videos pull up in my feed where people like refuse to show their ID.
Yeah,
they're so fun to watch. I'm watching this one, and it was like a man in Centralia, Illinois, called after he found a man incapacitated by the railroad tracks. So he calls the police, and he's like, "Yo, this dude is out here, just like he's hurt, he's bleeding." And so the police show up, and they, like, ask the guy who called for his ID, and he was like, fuck you. I was trying to be a good dude, waiting for y'all to get here. It very obviously looked like he killed that guy. But he's like, I just wanted to let y'all know he was here. I'll be on my way. They slam him on the ground.
For real?
Yeah, dude.
Did you save it?
I don't think so. I could probably find it.
I want to see. I probably know the two people. Were they whites? Dirty whites?
Oh, yeah.
Dirty whites,
yeah. That's all of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You go across the train tracks. My mom used to say, don't go across the train tracks with the dirty whites.
That's what happened to that guy.
And they don't, yep.
He's dead right there.
I wonder, did he die?
I don't know. But he was bleeding. You know, the response time. Took him a while.
There's a strong chance that I know. What age? What age were they?
The cops?
No, the dudes.
It was a guy and his daughter.
Oh, shit.
And they slapped him on the ground?
But the daughter was being cooperative. He was not. The daughter was like, I don't know why he's acting like that. And he's like, I'm suing you. I'm getting money from this. He killed that guy. Like, obviously killed that fucking guy. Man. Like, I'm not showing you my ID.
This is amazing.
I don't have one.
He probably did. You know, DUIs are a thing where I'm from. And he's walking with his daughter
they're
across the room.
Everywhere. Right? Everywhere you go.
Did they try to help him at all? Like, or they just let him bleed?
They left him there.
I don't even think went and checked on that guy. Like, they're just beating this dude.
Dang. He was just trying to be a good guy. Let them know he was there.
Man, he trying to spend time
with him. Probably didn't kill him, to be honest. Like, they did not go check on him. They didn't talk to that. But the officer pulled up. He was already mad. You could tell he was mad about something. His whole thing was like, I'm trying to get my guy's cars off the railroad tracks. We could have somebody dying right now. There's a dude dying on the ground over there and not helping you. He's like, we a matter of seconds to save somebody's life. He's dying right now.
Damn, man. Critical.
You know, they got it figured out up there in Centralia.
Yeah, they do.
Like a castle on a hill.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna perform there one day. Hey. You would fit in, JJ. Nobody would even think you're from somewhere else, without a doubt.
That's probably the worst thing anybody's ever said to me, dude.
Brady, you'd be all right, too. You look like my boy Mo. Now, he's a terrible person.
Oh, shit.
I mean, like, the worst person in the world. But you're good. You're like the good version of him. You guys just look like big heads and off-centered. Kind of look like they, you know, they came out wrong.
Oh, cool.
Now, is that the guy that got his legs beat?
No. That's Gus got his legs beat by, you know, they work at the places, bad kids.
Okay.
You know, like kids, mom and daddy's probably on drugs. You know, they get them. And they got behavioral problems. That's the one that he worked with. And then he would tell them to get off the game, about to go to sleep. And then he said he when he walked by, hit him in the back of the head with a computer, a laptop, and then beat his legs. This is on paperwork right now. Everybody has seen it. I think he posted it to his Facebook. He said that the boy hit him in the back of the head with a laptop and then beat his legs.
Dude.
He was walking on crutches. And so everybody who said he was lying, fuck y'all.
So,
it's 100% true.
Did the kid go to jail or anything?
Hell no. Them kids get passes. They're not stable.
Oh, okay.
But you can't fuck them up. So... Now, a lot of my friends have worked out because they let you, if you're a fella, you can work with them. And a lot of them, they let them work with, but that, sometimes they get the ass whooped. The kids.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucked up. Was that the same guy who ran the backpack program?
Yes. That's the baby.
Damn, man.
A light fraud.
Say, guys, we're trying to get these kids some backpacks, man. If you could donate.
I still got the money. If you could donate. It was something like $200. Are you crazy?
Oh, man.
I'm like, God, you lot. Is not.
How many of those kids got
a damn
backpack,
huh?
How many of those kids got backpacks?
People were still asking them, hey, you still give up? It was like in the middle of the school year.
Damn.
They were like, you'll get a backpack.
Damn, man.
We still get the backpacks and supplies. He ain't giving nobody shit.
That would have went wrong.
He took a picture in front of a U-Haul filled with water. right? And he was like, I'm going up to Flint, Michigan. Why? We don't have any ties to Flint, Michigan. Yeah, I'm going up to Flint, Michigan with a U-Haul full of water for him. So if you know that, I would put money on, he took everybody's money. There wasn't a drop of money that went to
it probably wasn't his U-Haul.
He see the U-Haul, he said, oh, let me get a picture right here.
It's making sense, Don. Yeah. The little kid that beat his legs was an angel. This is karma.
Yeah.
This is karma coming back. Yeah. Okay. This is a good story. Because at first I was like, damn, that's fucked up. But now it's okay.
He deserved to get a blade.
Or he had to run the scams to pay for the medical bills because he got his leg beat.
He got his legs beat, though.
He might be tiny, too.
Okay.
That's a crazy way to describe what happened to you. You know what I'm saying?
Did he beat his legs with the laptop?
Huh?
With the laptop? Or just
I think so.
Bare feet.
I think he said he hit him in the back of the head. He was like, you don't understand how big these laptops be. Because the dude is like the smallest dude you ever seen. It's like Heath. It'll be like Heath. But Heath fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? It'd be in the back of the head with a laptop and beat my legs. I don't know why he put it in there. Yeah, everybody knows he's lying. He won't say he's lying.
Was it like
he
what happened
to lie? Huh?
Was it like what happened to that teacher? You remember when she took his Nintendo Switch and he just went wild?
No, that was real assault.
Oh, dude, that was horrible as hell. He needed to be in jail.
Yeah,
I agree.
He's autistic. Who gives a fuck?
Man, fuck all that.
That means to lock him down harder.
Hell yeah.
They don't understand what they're doing. They don't understand.
Exactly. I'm a little autistic. You don't see me whooping people's ass.
Yeah, but you got the good kind. Nice kind.
Thank you.
But if you got the kind that like that boy had, he need to be under lock and key.
Yeah.
And you can't, you be like, oh, you don't, you know, he doesn't know. I don't give a fuck. Other people know when they're getting hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
when their brain is getting rattled, they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lock his ass up.
Did she die?
Yeah.
No, she's good. She's good. Like, she's
bleeding on the brain.
She's all right. She's all right. Trust me. She filed a report. She sued him. Good.
Cause that's when it's like it becomes like a medical thing when it's dangerous.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I, this is.
Yeah, they knew
it. This is just clown college. But that's real. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You can't just let them out freely if they're too big.
Nah, they gonna whoop everybody's ass.
Just think of Steve Nash. Now, hold on. Which one is it? Not Steve Nash. The wrestler, the one who did Panama.
Ooh, Chris Benoit. There, you tell him? Oh, you said Panama. Hold on.
Sure. Just think if Chris Benoit was autistic. He did what they thought he was going to do. But if they would have locked him up, when he was screaming in the fucking his promo videos for him to walk out, he's screaming with the kid. Clearly, this man was gonna kill his wife and children.
That's a damn shame.
You had the writing on the wall. Look at that.
Thankfully, the kid lived though.
Nah, he died.
Well, did he have two kids on? Cause one of them's walking around like doing interviews about him.
That nigga died. That's why they had the picture.
So the other one gone. Okay. The other one was at a sleepover.
I mean, that's the story. If he just killed the wife, that's okay.
It's his son right here. But other one.
He killed the kids, man.
Oh, yeah. There was two of them.
It was two. He killed the other one.
Mm-hmm. And rest in peace.
See, the other one's big enough to get away.
Damn. Get on
there. Yeah, he wrestling too now.
Whoa.
Maybe sit this one out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I would distance myself. Like, that's great. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, to each their own.
Yeah. My thing is, hey, man. Damn.
What time we at, brother?
Yeah, we at 58 minutes.
All right, you got anything coming up? You going to be doing stand-up or anything anywhere? Where people can find you?
Nothing like a show, nothing like I set up for myself. I'm always like willing for the universe to come through.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you guys want to see me, you know, tap it, meditate, tap in, let the source tell you where I'm going to be, and follow your heart and your intuition. Bryce knows what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Namaste.
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 All right. Peace.
Peace.
Hate Scrappy Doo.